WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
The 2024 Treasure Coast Men's Summit was dynamic.
I've never been around a group of men that had the same mindset. I've never really seen it with my own eyes. It's lifted a certain level of fear that I've had.
It's like when I got there, the praise and worship was great. All of the speakers were amazing, and I felt like I got what I went there for.
Men up and down the Treasure Coast were challenged and empowered.
We're in a battle that's constant, and we are always in the game. We don't say put me in the game, coach. We're in the game, and we got to fight and move forward like we have never before. I intend to use what I learned.
2025 promises to be even more powerful, so save the date, January 24th and 25th. The Treasure Coast Men's Summit is coming back to the Havert L. Fenn Center in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. Again, the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, January 24th and 25th of 2025.
Ooh-wee, Alexia, be there, please.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Manifest his glory here. All right, so let's look at this. Well, let me ask you another question. Why are we delivered from sin? Why did the Lord deliver you from sin? And let me remind some of you that you are delivered from sin. Sin has no authority over you.
Amen.
Even though you miss the mark, right? From time to time, you miss the mark. That's what sin is. Sin is missing the mark. Look it up. That's what it means, to miss the mark. Now, there's a sin that John said, I would have you pray for, but he said there's a sin that you're not to pray for. Amen. So there's different levels. Amen. Of this. You know, someone can make a mistake, that's missing the mark.
Amen.
Amen. And you've sinned, you've missed the mark. But then there's other stuff.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Folk do that aren't born again.
Amen.
And John said, you don't pray for that. But why has he delivered us from sin? Why? For Christ-likeness.
Amen.
Understand this, that the sin nature has been eradicated.
Yeah. Amen.
The five of y'all, hallelujah, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Al. The sin nature is eradicated. It's done away with.
Amen.
For the believer. Amen. Well, why do... See, John kind of confuses you, because John says, if any man say he had no sin, he's a liar.
Amen.
And the truth is not in him. But then he says, anyone born of God sinneth not.
Amen. Amen.
All right, John, which one is it?
Amen.
But what is he talking about here? The sin nature is eradicated.
Amen. Amen.
The penalty of sin was paid for by Jesus.
Amen.
What people struggle with is the sin habit.
Amen. Amen.
There are habits.
Amen.
That even though you're born again,
yes,
you hadn't broken the habit.
Amen.
From time, and when a situation comes up, there's something that's not been renewed up here.
Amen. Amen.
And,
amen.
And and you fall prey to missing the mark again.
Amen. Amen.
And then you'll repent because you're saved, and God will forgive you in that. But until you get transformed by the renewing of your mind, see, your spirit's not going to sin.
Amen.
Because he's born again. It's an incorruptible seed. But the battle lies on the warfare plane of your mind. Because there's a sin habit. It's a habit that you didn't dig deep enough.
Amen.
And so between the water and the wine, God deals with the habits. That's why you got to crucify.
Amen. Amen.
So that we can be that remnant that qualifies.
Amen.
To carry the hundredfold.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it making sense to you? Many of the conflicts that people have won't cease until the character of Christ is formed in them. Paul said, I labor. This is why I labor. This is why the elders labor. This is why the pastors here labor. This is why any minister, pastor, all of the ministry team, the evangelists, this is why we labor to form Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. To form Christ.
Amen.
In us and in you.
Yes.
This is why there are trials and tests.
Yes.
To form Christ.
Yes.
To form, why? It's all about him.
Yes.
Everything's about him.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, the only reason God gives you any real attention is because of Christ in you. I'll say it this way. God is drawn to himself.
Amen. Amen.
Just like the devil is drawn to his, God is drawn to his.
Amen.
Or himself.
Amen.
So think about it. The more that we are yielded to him, the more manifestation will be in our life.
Amen.
The more of his presence.
Hallelujah.
Because the shelter is in his presence.
Amen.
Let me get to that before we close, because we need the shelter of the Most High in this day and time. All the crazy that's coming on the news, weird stuff, and the globalist agenda for depopulation and all this crazy stuff that the enemy has planned. Well, guess what? I believe God is in heaven laughing at it. Even though it may manifest in this realm of reality as we know, we have to understand that God doesn't change. What he promised you doesn't change. To protect you, God's not going to just turn you over to the enemy.
Amen.
It don't work like that.
Amen.
But see, unless your mind is renewed to this reality, you'll be shaken by a lot of things.
Amen. Amen.
You won't even realize who you are or what it is you are carrying or how God has promised you different things. You'll revert back to looking at just what is, facts. Truth always supersedes the facts.
Amen.
Listen to me. Some of us have risen to elevations in the spirit realm. Listen, ain't no turning back.
Amen. Amen.
Ha.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God brought you somewhere. You better stop looking back. Tell somebody, stop looking back.
Stop looking back.
You know, you ever drive behind somebody that's always looking in their rearview mirror, or worse yet, always on their cell phone? I was at a stoplight just the other day coming to the church. And this guy was in his car in front of me, and the light changed. So I'm thinking, okay. And I looked out at that, he on the cell phone just sitting there. I said, bop! He's looking back in the mirror like he gonna do something. Said, what you gonna do? You better drive your car. No, that's I mean, got me waiting at the light about to change now. He's sitting up there on his phone. Huh? Distraction. Tell somebody, there ain't no looking back. And get off your cell phone, too. All that distraction with TikTok. in everybody's house. Huh? It's distractions. There's a lot of stuff trying to get you off. See, again, just focus. It's all about Jesus. Amen. It's not about the church you attend. Amen. Amen. It's not about your wonderful pastor. Somebody said, I already know that. It's all about Jesus. Amen. Somebody say Jesus again. Jesus. When you leave here today, I want you to have in your mind, in your heart, it's all about Him. Amen. I'm telling you, listen to me closely. He's about to get into all your details. Amen. I'm telling you, and it's going to be the redemptive property. Amen. He said, I come that you might have life. And that you may have it more abundantly. I'm telling you, God's about to step down into the details of your life. That boring stuff. That stuff that's just humdrum. All of a sudden going to be a life to it. Joy in it. Help me, Holy Ghost. We're headed to the hundredfold. I said we're headed toward the hundredfold. But you got to die to the flesh. You got to die to the self. You got to exchange that life for another life. Amen. We got to give what we have over to Him to get what He has. That's what death is all about. It's not about cessation of life. It's not about you losing a bunch of stuff. Amen. You can't outgive God. Amen. What you give up for God, God said, I'll multiply that back to you. But you got to be bold enough to give up where you're at to get where you want to go. You got to learn. I got to sacrifice this. I got to lay down my life here because there's another life on the other side of this. A better life. A greater life. Under Him that is able to do exceeding, abundantly, above all you can ask or even think. Y'all don't. Does anybody know? I said, does anybody know? We serve a great God. God's not nickel and diming you. God is trying to call you to greatness. But it will come through His life. He already won it. He already defeated the devil. It's His life that defeated the devil. Your life won't defeat him. But when you step over into His life and walk like He walked, talk like He talked. The devil's under your feet. The devil can't touch you. The devil has to flee from you. Hallelujah. We serve a risen Savior. But you got to go through the crucifixion to rise. You got to die to yourself over and over and over again. Just lay that old flesh down. Lay that old dead man down. Rise up in that resurrection life. Amen. That's the life He's promised us. Life more abundant. You know the Zoe life, the abundant life in John 10:10. In the Greek, it means the best that life has to offer and the most in quality and in quantity. So God's not trying to streamline you down to nothing.
Amen.
If you die to you,
amen.
God can trust you with anything.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Do you understand there's also coming a transference of wealth? Well, thank you up front here. Thank you over there. I said there's coming a transference of wealth.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns